Chodesh Tov. Tonight, Bezrat Hashem, we're going to be counting Netzach Sheba Malchut. And we were talking that this whole week, the week of Malchut, is the final week. And the week where we concentrate specifically on the leadership, being a leader. Yesterday we addressed the concept that everybody wants to be a leader. Either way you're looking at it, whether it's coming from a positive place or a negative place, we all have it in us. And the reason why we have it in us, because we are created in the image of God, and God is a leader, so therefore it makes me a leader by default. Whether I want to lead a whole congregation or just a few people or to control the world, that depends where it's coming from. If it's coming, needless to say, from a negative place, then it will come out something negative. That's most people. But nevertheless, I need to know how to expose the leadership in me. Even if I'm leading two kids, it doesn't matter. I'm still the leader. And needless to say that a real leader cares about others and not about themselves. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't care about himself. He cared about anybody else. That's a real leader. Now, a quality that a leader has is control. A leader without control is not a leader. A leader that, you know, I don't think you ever saw a general losing control. President of a country, maybe yes, maybe they go through, I don't know, a nervous breakdown. But a real leader has 100% control of the environment, of himself, of his emotions and feelings. And this is a quality that we need to know how to expose within us, because most people, a little bit of pressure, they lose control. Now, to be in control, this is a very positive attribute, a very positive character trait that we all want to know how to bring it to the surface. Because bemet, a person, when everything is smooth and everything is okay, then no problems. Put a little bit of pressure, people lose control. And doesn't matter what type of pressure it is. It can be from a relationship, can be financial, can be something even very, very minor. But nevertheless, if you see a person that loses control, or you are one of these people that loses control very easily, it's a bad sign. It's not a good sign if you lose control. And I'm not talking right now losing your anger. Anger, we all have issues with anger. Don't think you're the only one who loses it. Out in public, everybody's calm and smiling, and nobody sees you in the home, how you smash the teddy bear and whatever it is. When you really lose control, around people, everybody's like nice and smiling. Oh, so nice, such a nice person. I can go to the person's private house when the doors are closed. You'll see how people lose their anger. We all have anger. And that's not what I'm talking about when you lose control. This is another form of losing control. Some people, their anger is completely out of control. Some people have a lot of anger, but they know how to control it. We all have anger. Don't think that you're the only one who has anger. The question is how you control it. If you know how to control it, this is just because you know how to apply the power of control, self-control. Nevertheless, when it comes to a leader, if a leader loses control, this is a sign we don't want such a leader. I don't know if you saw ever a leader that loses control. Who will follow that leader? But nevertheless, the real leadership is tested in a crisis. When everything is smooth, what's the big deal? When there's a crisis, let's see how you're holding your ground. And needless to say, a leader. Now, again, we're talking about us. We're all leaders. Now, usually when there's a crisis or a severe problem, that's when most people lose their balance and they lose control. For example, if you want to compare leaders in our history, Shaul HaMelech, Shaul the king, was a little bit of pressure. He lost control. He didn't have control over his kingdom and his army, and just there was a little bit of pressure. He was losing the war. Lost control. On the other hand, David HaMelech, this is a leader. And he, when the going gets tough, David got going. There is a verse in Tehillim, chapter 30, where it says, "Vayitchazek David leHashem Elokav." Every time Hashem threw at David, I mean, I'm calling him David like he's my friend, David HaMelech. Every time Hashem threw challenging him, and he has a lot of challenges, he didn't break. Rather, he right away strengthened himself. And we have challenges. If we think we have problems, this is nothing what King David went to go through. So this, you see difference between leaders. Why I think Hashem put so much challenges on him? He says, listen, you're going to be the king. I got to see that you're done, you're made from the right material. But we see, not chas v'shalom that I'm talking lashon hara about Shaul, but it's just the Torah sometimes brings a figure just for us to have an example. What's a good leader? What's a less good leader? But nevertheless, David HaMelech, you see, this is a leader. Why? Because every time there was a challenge or a crisis, instead of breaking down, he would rise up and overpower. And this power of rising above a challenge or not losing control in a crisis, this power is rooted in Netzach Sheba Malchut. This is because the power of Netzach, of Nitzachon, of the victory, of the being victorious and powerful, is rooted in the Sphira of Malchut. Now, the Kadosh Baruch Hu constantly puts us in tests, in case you didn't notice. But he wants to see how you react. And if Hashem puts you in a challenge, he already gave you the power to go out of that challenge. Hashem doesn't put you in a challenge that is going to manipulate you to fail. And constantly Hashem is throwing challenges, depending, one day is like this, one day is like that. But he already gives me the power to overpower this challenge. Now, for example, when I want to look at a role model like David HaMelech, then whenever there was a difficulty, then he would find a solution. And this is a certain power that we have in us. It's not something that it's a quality that only one person have. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he gives me the ability to find solutions to problems. It all depends on me if I'm able to bring it out to the surface or lose control. If I lose control, then the result is obvious. But every one of us has a certain challenge on a daily basis. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, now I want you to bring a solution. Let's see you bring a solution. That's the point of the challenge. The solution is coming from the Sphira of Netzach Sheba Malchut. And we already explained already, based on the teachings of Hasidut and Kabbalah, that our nefesh possesses these midot. Why do we think we're counting the midot, the sfirot? Because we possess those sfirot and the subcategories. Whether it's in, if it's in the sphere of Malchut, then I have Chesed and Gvura and Tiferet and so forth. I just need to know how to bring it up to the surface. But I do possess it. So if I want to practically use it, if I see that I lose control very easily, which is, chas v'shalom, not to put anybody on the spot, very few people, they have control, complete control over what's going on around them. They don't fall right away into sadness, depression, anger, and so forth. Now, chas v'shalom, it's not to put somebody on the spot or to insult anybody. Lehefech, the other way around. It's to inspire and to educate that you do have in you this power of Netzach, of Malchut. You just need to know how to bring it up to the surface. Now, the test here is you have to see if you lose control under pressure. If everything is relaxed and good, then why would you lose control? You have to put yourself under a test, under an observation, to see there's a situation of pressure, am I losing my ground? Am I losing control here? Now, the practical action here is that when I lose control is to stop, relax, take a deep breath, and to find the solution. If the Kadosh Baruch Hu put me through the challenge, and whether it's, like I told you, it can be financial, it can be whatever it is, in a relationship, in a situation, is not to lose control. It's very easy to lose the control. Rather to focus my power. Yesterday we talked about how you focus your power. Because too much chesed is very good, but it doesn't do anything. Because you don't concentrate the power. The gvura, in the combination of the gvura with chesed, is to know how to center the power, that it's used and utilized the right way. Same thing here. I need to know that when there's a situation, when there's a pressure, I'm about to lose control, then is to sit and relax, take a deep breath. If you need, take 4 deep breaths and say, okay, if the Kadosh Baruch Hu already put the situation, he already gave the solution. How am I finding this solution? Under pressure, you're not going to be productive at all. I can tell you from a personal experience, just to give you an example of what it means, then I most of my life, at least most of my youth life, I used to train in martial arts. And I got to a very, very high level. I used to train for a long time, from the age of 4. Now, when you get angry in a physical fight, you don't know what you're doing. You're just throwing your hands. There's no control there. And nothing happens. You miss miss the target. And but when you come and you focus, all you need is one hit, two or three or four, and that's it. Now, when you're angry, it's not the way to go into a fight, because you're going from anger. There's zero control when you lose your anger. Now, sometimes what happens, you go to a competition. I'm not talking about a street fight right now. In a competition, and you're about to lose. You lose control. I'm about to lose. The guy's doesn't mean he's better than me. I'm just losing control. And the more you know how to control yourself, then your movements are very calculated. And you don't need to put so much energy. All it takes is one right strike, and that's it. And the same thing even in a street fight. I used to, unfortunately, in my glorious history, was very, very violent. Because I needed to see if what I learned is actually works. So I was, unfortunately, I was a very violent individual. My friends used to call me Boom Pitom. Boom in Hebrew, boom is a boom, is an explosion. And Pitom is suddenly. So there wasn't a warning. There was a situation, and right away will be a boom. And I like that. So I used to work in clubs and in bars, and I just look for the fights. But when you lose your temper and your balance, then you lose the fight. And when you are very calculated, first of all, you see where the attack is coming from, how you're presenting your attack or your defense. And when you're very calculated, that's why in martial art goes together with a lot of meditation and a lot of self-centered, your focus on your power, because you are totally, what's the word, opposite and valuable?
Worthless
when you lose control. If you know how to focus your control, then you're in control. And this is one example out of many. I used to, in my glorious background and history, also used to be a nutcase driver. I used to have fast road bikes. What do you call them? I don't know how you call them.
Street
bike. No, not street bike. Like the fast motorbikes.
Motorcycle.
Yeah, but...
Rockets.
Yeah?
Rockets.
I don't know what they're, but the ones that go real fast.
Yeah. Not the ones.
No, I had Suzukis, but nevertheless, but not like Harleys or the ones that you.
The
ones that go on the.
Bikes.
Yeah. And you, 1 second without focus, you're out of the game. And also with car, I would drive out of control. And I liked the adrenaline and I liked the challenge. When you go 250 kilometers an hour, you're on one wrong move, you're like a fly on the wall. So, but there's the challenge here is how focused can you be? And the more focused you are, the more control you have over a machine. Now, to drive 250 kilometers an hour on a bike, you have to have super fast instincts and control, because every move has to be calculated. And you're already predicting the move. The car is going this way, you go that way. So again, I'm just giving you different, from my own personal life, you use it to your own personal experiences. But the more you know how to focus yourself, which is basically, if you want to take all the teachings of Kabbalah and narrow it into one explanation or one topic, is balance. The whole teachings of Kabbalah is to know how to bring you to be balanced. Most people are very unbalanced. Now they're too much to one side, too much to this side, or swinging from side to side. And to know how to balance yourself, that you are focused. I'll give you another example. In the army, I was a sniper. So, that you have to be very focused, because sometimes you're sitting for 3 hours with your scope on the target, and you're just waiting for the command. And the target moves, and you don't move for a second. You can't even a blink of... Even the blinking has to be a split of a second. And you make one wrong calculation, you miss the target, that's it. You either get exposed, Or you get the whole platoon will get exposed, or the whole mission will get blown out of its cover. So again, this is another form of how you put your focus. And when you know how to, now this is things that not an average person is a sniper and drives motorbikes, but in your life, if you know how to focus yourself, you don't lose control. Most people, unfortunately, very quickly they lose control. Now, how you make yourself really on top of your game, it's needless to say that your soul has to be aligned with your body. This is already sidetracking to a completely different thing, but most people, they're not focused. They're very ADD. I mean, ADD, I don't like this definition, but they don't know how to focus, sit quietly for 10 minutes. That's why most people don't know how to learn for 12 hours. Put somebody in a yeshiva, they'll learn an hour. After 45 minutes already, the tuchus starts moving, and so even if you have a good tuchus, doesn't mean that the mind is actually getting. That's again another form of focusing yourself, that you're able to learn for 12 hours straight and to get what you're learning, not just to read the text. Bottom line is that we have the power in us. Everybody has that. It's not that one is better than the other. Everybody has the netzach of malchut, the power of overpowering the chaos. Now, who wants chaos in your life? If you would have a device that can read thoughts, I guarantee to you, you will see what chaos is going in people's minds. I told you already that there's a great rabbi, huge tzaddik that was murdered in the Holocaust. He's known as the Rebbe from Piasetzna. We learned a couple times some of his teachings. Esh Kodesh and many others. There is a book, Bnei Machshava Tova, where he's talking about different type of meditation that is called Hashkata. And he's saying there, I mean, we don't realize that, but everybody, what's going on in their mind is a jungle. A jungle. If you would be able to read people's minds, you'll be like, that person is completely nuts, completely crazy. And even if you focus on your own mind, you're like, where is these thoughts are coming from? Just focus for 1 hour what's going on in your mind. You will give yourself an observation that you're completely off the charts. And that's how everybody, if you would be able to read everybody's minds. Why? Because again, there's too much chaos going on in the mind, then the body is very, very uptight. And the body is not relaxed. And the body is not functioning the right way. And usually it's because the soul is not aligned well with the body. So to make a long story short, since we're drifting to different topics, the point is that each and every one of us possesses in our neshama the power that is called Netzach Sheba Malchut, and this is the power that allows me to have self-control and focus, to be able to focus my energy and to control that I don't lose control. So what if something happened? The thing is that any challenge that happens to me, even something as small as losing my keys, and because I'm losing my keys, I can't find them, and now I'm going to be late, and then, you know, that's a normal situation with a person. He doesn't find their key of the phone, then they start turning the house upside down. Now I'm going to be late, now so I'm going to miss the bus, I'm going to have to wait for the next bus, and then the person starts getting, where's my keys? Ah! And the whole house is chaos. Oh, relax. You think you're going to find your keys? When you're all crazy and throwing things, you're not going to find nothing. But this is one example out of many. You're laughing because you agree with me, because you went through that you lose something small and the whole system is overloaded and the person is completely, what do we say, worthless? It's not functionable.
Useless,
completely useless. You don't know anything. Relax. Wait a minute. The keys, they exist. They maybe just a little angel moved it from here to here to see how fast you're losing your focus. Now this is one challenge out of a million challenges that one can go through. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you a challenge to stop and say, wait, Kadosh Baruch Hu is playing with me right now. Let me find a solution. Maybe I don't need the keys. Maybe I have spare keys. I'm stuck with the keys right now. But nevertheless, the point is that's why I said the week of Malchut is a very, very powerful week. It's the week that concludes everything. The week that really focuses all the work that we did for 6 weeks to become a very productive individual. I mean, the Torah wants me to be productive. It gives me all the tools to be productive. The Torah is the power to heal all problems. I just need to know how to bring it to the surface. And needless to say, the result is that I'm calm, relaxed, efficient, and so forth. And the list will be much longer just by if I know how to focus this energy. And needless to say, practically saying, next time the keys disappear or whatever it is, don't let the system overheat with freaking out. Relax. It's okay. Freaking out right now is not going to find me the keys or get me the situation under control. Take a few deep breaths. You can't control the breath. Took a book of Tehillim, read a little bit of Tehillim. Relax yourself. Because once you're not relaxed, that's when you start getting the buildup of anxiety, anger, and stress. They're totally useless. You're not going to do anything. You're not going to be functional at all. Needless to say, what's going to start coming out of your mouth, how your hand movements are going to start being. The person is completely out of control. And needless to say, that's not the point of the test. That when you internalize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is putting me through situations to know how to deal with the situation, I find it that when you take a step back, let's relax, let's observe the situation. Now let's find solutions. To find who's at fault and who to blame, or who or what, doesn't do anything. Rather, you want to find a solution. There's a problem, let's find the solution. It has to be a solution because the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought the problem. So, again, when you're really taking one Sfirah after the other in the week of Malchut, then you're really kind of balancing yourself to the point that you need to know how to bring to the surface all these great midot in you, and chas v'shalom, not to fall for the complete opposite. Bezal Hashem, we have a few more days, and we need to apply that. And I said that over and over. It doesn't mean that only today you can focus on Netzach Sheve Malchut. It's to take the concept and to apply it in your day-to-day life, even after Sfirat HaOmer. Next week, we're not going to learn any more about Sfirat HaOmer. It doesn't mean we want to break for the 11 months. Rather, you take the idea, the concept, the learning, and you start applying it. What I'm saying doesn't mean that it applies to everybody. It could be that it's applying only to 50% of the people and say, yeah, you're right, I lose control. Some people can come and tell me, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm totally in control. Nothing moves me. Nothing moves me out of my balance. So needless to say, there's much more to talk about it, but the point is to take it, to know how to apply it, to be able to expose these great midot that we have in us, because we all possess them. And needless to say, to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically. And needless to say, that brings us to become a much, much more efficient, better individual that contributes to the world a lot of goodness and positive things.